It's just gone 7:15. Time for us now to turn our attention to the day's top stories, and we start off with economics. The South African economy added 93,000 new jobs between June and September this year, reflecting a net quarterly increase of 1% in formal non-agricultural employment. Joining us on the line with more detail on these figures is Tony Healy, a labour consultant at Tony Healy & Associates. Good evening, Tony.
Good evening, Panisha.
Tony, now given that the largest growth area in employment over the period was in community and social services, and that was largely due to the municipal elections, does the latest employment reading point only to some temporary relief, or are things actually starting to take a turn for the better?
I think it's much ado about nothing, Pranisha. I think the point you make is a good one, that because of the municipal elections, we had extra budgetary expenditure in municipal areas. It resulted in a number of, across the country, as you can imagine, polling stations, temporary employment, and it adds about 1% to the overall number of totally employed citizens. So I would, you know, I do think most unfortunately that this is probably a little spike that's going to reverse in the next quarter.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose this tough environment is reflected by and large in the strain in the mining and manufacturing figures, both of which didn't really contribute to job growth over the period.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. And we also saw losses in the communications sector, with Telkom also shedding jobs. And we're seeing probably a flat to moderate growth in the unemployment numbers, even though we see this 1% jump in this particular quarter. So yes, you know, the very key areas where South Africa has been traditionally strong and where you know, the absorption of jobs has been quite high, as you mentioned, mining and manufacturing. Now, those traditional areas have fallen behind and have continued, to be honest, to fall behind for quite a number of years.
Is this largely a factor of the domestic economy doing badly?
I think it's a combination of domestic and global, Panisha. It's that we've seen commodities, you know, the super cycle of commodities, so-called, ended a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a sense that perhaps that commodity, the reduction in commodity prices, that cycle is bottoming out and things will improve in the new year. And if it does, then we'll be in a better position, which is perhaps one of the reasons why there are some who are of the view that there are some green shoots when it comes mm-hmm. to prospects for 2017.
Talking about green shoots and prospects for 2017, what conditions are necessary for us to actually create jobs and bring down that unemployment rate of 27.1%, which is, of course, at a 13-year high?
Sure, sure. Look, you know, there are lots of factors, I think, that one could, lots of things one can do. There needs to be a political will for that to happen. There needs to be an ideological switch and paradigm shift. You know, there are all kinds of theories. You could incentivize small and medium-sized business more. You could relax labor legislation more. You could reduce taxes more, but of course that would bring less into the Treasury's coffers for social spending, etc. So the dilemma I think government's faced with is that in as much as they may realize that unemployment is such an issue, that there isn't a political, ideological wherewithal for them to do that. But for me, I think when it comes to this question is that, and you alluded to it, I think, Pranisha, is it's a national crisis, unemployment, mm-hmm. and we're not seeing extraordinary measures being taken to deal with this extraordinary challenge.
So you're not seeing, I suppose, the working together between government, business and labour, especially the new decision, or at least proposal on minimum wage, going some way in kind of improving this political will?
I don't think so. I actually don't. I think the minimum wage is, there are so many conflicting views on what impact the minimum wage is going to have on demand side economics and employment. I don't particularly think that a minimum wage around 3,500 rand is going to result in a large number of retrenchments, but I do think it's going to slow even further employment growth trajectory, because employers going forward are going to think, two or three times before they put pen to paper in an employment contract when they're faced with a minimum wage, which is, you know, rightly or wrongly, a lot higher than many employers are currently paying.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, we'll certainly be following the debates around the minimum wage here at MoneyWeb and Money Talk with Radio 2000. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good to you. Thank you. Nice chatting.